More Americans are being unmasked. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. While the CDC still advises us to wear masks indoors, more Democrat-led states are dropping mandates.
It was an emergency temporary measure put in place literally 2 months ago. And at this time, we say that it is the right decision to lift this mandate for indoor businesses.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul lifting that COVID order today, but not for schools. And counties and cities can still have mask rules. It's similar in Illinois, where Governor J.B. Pritzker is dropping a state mandate.
Doing what's right in your private business or for your local communities is encouraged.
Weeks after Bob Saget was found dead in his hotel room bed in Florida while on a stand-up comedy tour, his family put out a statement saying it's believed Saget died from head trauma.
Investigators believe he may have hit his head on the bed's headboard. Authorities say Saget had an obvious bruise on the back of his head. They believe he did not realize the severity of the injury. Saget was best known for his role as single dad Danny Tanner on the hit sitcom Full House. He was also the host of America's Funniest Home Videos.
Ray Vieta with Fox 35 TV in Orlando. The U.S. struck gold twice more at the Winter Olympics, giving the Americans three now, nine overall medals. Chloe Kim won the snowboard halfpipe. Nathan Chen took gold in men's figure skating. There's drama surrounding a Russian figure skater who won gold. Fox's Simon Owen has details live.
Dave, Russian skater Kamila Valieva has been practicing as normal today, and Russian team authorities are stressing she has not been suspended after a Russian newspaper reported the 15-year-old had tested positive for a banned substance. Olympic spokesperson Mark Adams refused to comment.
I think we have to wait. Sorry, we have to wait with patience for this case to be to find its way to some kind of conclusion.
A medal ceremony for the team figure skating event won by Valieva's Russian team has been postponed. Dave.
America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Russia and Belarus are playing war games not far from Ukraine's border, and the military exercises will last more than a week. The U.S., which is warning of severe sanctions if Russia invades, has been sending troops to the region.
Hundreds of U.S. troops from the Army's 82nd Airborne Division are on the ground in southeastern Poland near Ukraine, with more expected to arrive in the coming days.
They are multi-mission capable, and they're going to be ready to do a number of contingencies.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
One of them could very well be preparing for some sort of evacuation assistance on the Polish side of that border.
Russia has amassed an estimated 100,000 combat troops along the border with Ukraine, but denies planning to attack its neighbor. Washington and its allies threatening severe sanctions if Moscow makes a move. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A 9-year-old girl is in critical condition in Houston after being shot in the head, sitting in the back of her family's SUV in what police think is a road rage shooting. They're still trying to ID a suspect. In Colorado,
a judge sentenced Kelly Turner to 16 years behind bars after her guilty pleas in January to child abuse, theft, and fraud. Authorities say Turner, over a period of years, insisted her 7-year-old daughter Olivia suffered from intestinal failure and convinced doctors to stop feeding. An autopsy revealed there was no intestinal failure. A true cause of death was not revealed, but Turner used that story to get charitable gifts from the Make-A-Wish Foundation and a GoFundMe page. Turner has two other children. Prosecutors have not said who is currently caring for them. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
In a few hours, we'll get a report on January inflation as gas prices surge up 17 cents a gallon in the last month. Recent reports have shown the most annual inflation increases in 40 years. Ahead of that report, stock futures are mixed. After a second straight day of big gains, the Nasdaq and the Dow both rose about 300 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.